So we've come from Christmas, where Jesus was born. We've learnt all about that. We've had the new year, where we have a chance to make a new year's resolution and have a fresh start. And then the Bible goes a bit quiet for a few years while Jesus, the baby, gets on with the business of doing what children do, growing up, learning a trade, learning about himself, finding out who he is. And then we come and we find him this week. We find out about his baptism. And he was baptised in the River Jordan. Now, I don't know if you're a little bit like me. Places in the Bible can seem a little bit hard to imagine and a little bit hard to place, and they're a bit forgetful. Well, we were very fortunate, a few of us, to go to Israel a few years ago, and we went to the River Jordan, and this is a picture that I took there. So it is a real place, and so hopefully you can picture it a bit better. Many people believe this is the site where the baptism of Jesus actually took place. Water, as you can see, is really quite important in baptism. I don't think you can be baptised without it. No, you can't. So let's find out, let's think a little bit about water and why it's so important in our lives and at baptism. What is water good for? I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. There's no wrong answers. What's water good for? Let me come up to the back because I can't hear. It's good for swimming. We've got some other hands. Shout out loud over there.
Drinking.
There's another hand over there next to Katie. Washing. Can't see in the dark now. No, yes.
Playing.
Lou.
Cleaning.
Drinking. Lots of great answers. And so let's have a look at some of these. We talked about drinking and growing. Well, plants and animals, you and me, we all need water to keep us healthy. What happens if plants don't get enough water? Got any ideas? There, shout a bit louder. They die. They can go very droopy first. Hopefully we catch them before they go any further. They get very droopy. But when they get enough water, they become refreshed and strong and healthy again. And we're the same. On a hot day, after a lot of running around, on a sports day or something like that, you really appreciate a drink of water. Or you might tip it over yourself and feel really refreshed. And this can be the same with our life with God. I know that if I don't spend enough time with God, I get really tired out. I get frustrated. I try and do things my way. And do you know, it just doesn't work. The day just doesn't work. But if I do spend time with God beforehand, then I find that somehow the day is different. And how I handle things is different. Now, Jesus talks about water in the Bible. He talks about water being, he can give us a living water and we'd never grow thirsty. And of course, he wasn't talking about actual water. He was talking about us taking God's Spirit into our lives and that finding out that with his help, we can take whatever life throws at us. So that's a little bit about refreshing. We said cleaning, didn't we? Louise, thanks. Well, we've got a before and after. I wanted to do a really snazzy trick where I brought in a t-shirt and I dipped it in water and it was clean, but I couldn't work out how to do that. Our clothes, our cars, ourselves. Who likes bath time? Or a nice shower? Yeah, makes you feel great. After I've been gardening, my fingers are really grubby and I have to scrub them clean. And even so, they still get dirty. And I don't know, grown-ups, if you're like me and your shirts or your children's shirts just still have that bit of dirt around the neck. Well, in the Bible, right from the time of Moses, right from the very beginning, people used water the same as we do to get clean. But, and also the Jews, who were Jesus' people, Jesus' family, they would clean themselves before they went to church so that they were already clean to go and meet with their God. Now, John, when John was baptizing Jesus, he gave this cleaning a new meaning so that you weren't just cleaning the outside. The cleaning was cleaning all the nastiness from inside as well. Do you know, like I was saying, if I tried to do things without talking to God first, it just goes wrong. And I end up being thoughtless and selfish, and I shout at my children. Oh, we all do, don't we, really, quite frankly. We lose our tempers. We're human. And I don't like that very much. But when we're washed, with John, as I said, when he was washed, when the people were being washed at baptism, they were being washed clean inside as well. And so when we're washed with baptism, it cleans us inside and out. How does that work? Well, we have a font at the back of the church. Looks a little bit like the one that on the screen here. And the priest prays over the water, makes the water holy, and he prays that we will be made clean from our sin. And as I say, sin is just a word, really, that means that we've done stuff our own way and we haven't been listening to God. And it usually means that we've been thoughtless and selfish. So the priest prays that we will be made clean again, ready to try again. Makes me think of a broken toy. Who's had toys for Christmas? Yeah? Have any of them broken already? Yeah? Yeah. We did. We broke something. It was terrible. Well, it made me think of this toy that had been broken. And we tried to repair it. But do you know, when God repairs it, he doesn't just stick it together so that you can see the glue. He makes it as fresh as the day that it comes out of the box. And he can do that with all of us as well. So that you can't... It's like it was never broken. And as grown-ups, we're used to making New Year's resolutions. So where we try and do something to... We decide to give up a bad habit or something, don't we? But we're not very good... Well, I'm not very good at keeping them. I suspect some of you might be the same. But God is ready to give us this fresh chance, not just at our baptism, not just every new year, but every day, every hour, every minute, we can be refreshed and cleaned. How fantastic is that? You're always forgiven. So we thought about cleansing. Power, somebody said, I think, or we've got power. Who's played with one of these before in the bath? Do you remember? You might not remember. I remember playing with one. How does it work? Does anyone know? Have a hand up. Go on then, Kim. Yeah. So just to make, so you could all hear that, and I'm sure you were you going to say the same at the back? You pour water in the top and the wheel goes round? Thank you very much. Well, so as we know, the power of the water turns the wheel. In real life, we have great big wheels that go in the flow of the water of a river. And when the water turns the wheel, it makes electricity, enough to power a huge city like Las Vegas. And we also have machines that use the power of the waves and to make electricity. Now, the power of water can be quite frightening. We've heard about how we maybe don't want to get wet sometimes, and we're a bit reluctant to get wet. And a rough sea with big waves can be dangerous, so we want to be wary. But the water that Jesus was talking about and the water of baptism isn't like that. Its power is life-giving. Sometimes adults choose to be baptized by total immersion. They go right under the water. And that can be quite scary for some of us. And it can be certainly quite scary to make that choice to step into this water that Jesus offers us as well, to step into the waters of baptism. But when you do choose to get right into the water of life, it doesn't have to be scary, and you don't have to be alone. God's Holy Spirit came and rested on Jesus, and it will stay with you too, giving you guidance if we choose to listen. Now, of course, water can also be lots of fun. I'm not going to give you the whole family album, but we've spent a lot of time playing with water and having lots of amazing times. It's really joyous and fun-filled. And life with Jesus as well, in his, once you accept his water, also brings joy. Remember that never-ending spring I talked about, the life-giving spring of water that Jesus gives us? It doesn't necessarily take away the bad times or the scary times, but how we deal with them is completely different. And when you're in those times, there's a strong feeling of closeness, like having a best friend with you to help you work through it. So, water brings us many things. It brings us life. It brings us cleansing. It brings us refreshing. It brings us growth. We can grow. It gives us power. And it brings us joy. And choosing to step into that water at baptism, that water of life that we're offered, is like saying yes to all those things. A fresh start. A chance to start again. To grow, to learn, and to share this with other people too. And my prayer for each one of us today is that we'll be able to take at least a small step, as it says in another part of the Bible, to choose life, that you may love the Lord, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. And we can be assured that God will be well pleased. Amen.
Amen.